Log Talk Radio.
This is my story. This is my hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah to God. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad because the Psalm of David, I was glad when he said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I want to welcome you on this Thursday morning. I believe it's the 19th day of August, hallelujah, the year of our Lord, 2021, hallelujah, hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. Thank you, Jesus. We want to welcome you to the Prayer and Deliverance Ministry. We are a servant of friends. We're here under the teaching and goodness of Pastor Dolly Bunnett, a wonderful woman of God. Thank God for being here. Thank you, God, for you here on the broadcast. Hallelujah to God. It's a wonderful time to be alive. Hallelujah to God. Lots of things are going on. And we're just happy to be here in this hour of power prayer in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God. I was just praying and asking the Lord to be with us in a special way today and to touch hearts and send the anointing that break yokes, oh Lord God, and touch people's hearts in the name of Jesus. I was just talking at the to my nephew this morning, how God just is, he's just so awesome. I tell you, as Mother Daisy Kennedy used to say, God used to say, he's a bad man. How he leads you to call. I called my nephew there, and he was just about ready to embark on something that was going to be good. And I called him up. He said, I remember the last time you called me up and asked me to pray. It was a while ago. It's not all the time that you get a chance to do things like that, but every now and then, God would send, because there's people that have situations that need to be on the prayer line, need to make the hour power of prayer, need to, for their prayer to go up through this portal, through this part, through this hour, through this platform, through this time that God looks down on the prayer deliverance ministry, on look on Pastor Dolly and Bunnett's ministry, and the circle here, hallelujah to God, and work that she's done, hallelujah to God, and to be lifted up. And he looks down and he sees the cornerstone churches, he sees the prayer lines that she's been on. She's seen her traveling. She sees her submission onto the will of God. And now in this hour of our prayer, he's looking at the circle of friends that come and make the sacrifice to come to join their hearts, to stand in the gap, to join their hearts together in love. Thank you, Jesus. Also, I came to mind today. Hallelujah. Said, this is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission. All is at rest. I and my Savior are happy and blessed. Watching and waiting, looking above, full of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will enter his gates with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise. I will say this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. I will rejoice for he has made me glad. Thank you, Jesus. Emily, I wonder if Pastor Donnie is something I have the scripture of the week that could get read for me this morning. I came out from and left my Bible there. Hallelujah to God. And I left the glasses in the car so you can help this morning. Hallelujah to God. Amen. I thank you. I can get that done. We get it read and we continue on in this hour of power of prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. You made the trees to bear, the heart to care, eyes to see and ears to hear. You gave us the power to understand. You gave your only begotten Son as a sacrifice for the sins of men. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Beautiful Savior, yes, I do. Conquering Jesus, I love you too. Oh, wonderful Father, I love you. Why don't you rise, shine, and give God the glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, we're soldiers of the cross. Why don't you rise, shine, and give God the glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, glory, rise, shine. Give God the glory, we're soldiers of the cross. Oh, do you think that I'll make a soldier? Do you think that I'll make a soldier, soldier? Do you think that I'll make a soldier of the cross? Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you, Lord, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, with all your saints, oh Lord God, ministers, missionary, Lord God, whatever the title, Lord God, those that have the fivefold ministry, oh Lord God, from the pulpit to the door, Lord God, all over the regency, Lord God, in this hour of power of prayer, Lord God, all the different states, oh Lord God, and the broadcast episode of broadcasting. Broadcast at this moment, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We came, oh Lord God, to bring you this morning, oh Lord God, the sacrifice of praise, Lord, the fruits of our lips, oh Lord God. We ask that you would touch the wife, oh Lord God, has been like 38 years, oh Lord God, she's tired here this morning. But we pray that you bless her and strengthen her, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. God, we have a special prayer request from your sister works, oh Lord God, our mother, Lord God, is recovering, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, from the surgery, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. That's just the work of Lord God. She's traveling back to Florida, Lord God, with her grandchildren, oh Lord God. And as they leave out the hotel, Lord God, these requests that you let us travel back here to Florida, Lord God, to Jacksonville, in safe hands of God, oh Lord God. Her friend, oh Lord God, having kidney failure, Lord God, and renal failure, Lord, problems with the kidney, oh Lord God. That you would touch the situation, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Touch all of us, oh Lord God. Lord God, I pray, oh Lord God, for young people today, oh Lord God, young men especially, oh Lord God, that I see trouble in their way, Lord God, and I ask that you, Lord God, to turn things, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Pray for my Lord God, Willie Fletcher, Lord God, Brother Fletcher's wife, Minister Evangelist Fletcher, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, and the children thereof, oh Lord God. Need a special place to live at, Lord God, because they're still on the property from under them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God. We pray that you bless Pastor Dolly, Lord God, and the especially, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Praying for our friend, oh Lord God, and associated minister, oh Lord God, Ben and Jamila, Lord God, members of the our power, praying family members, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We pray for Celeste Joy, Lord God, and her brothers, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you bless and strengthen, oh Lord God. And all the children, the grandchildren, oh Lord God, and those that are going back to school, oh God, we pray against this COVID, Lord God, and the Delta strain of it, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Realizing that there's nothing too hard, oh Lord God, and nothing too difficult for you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So much is going on at this time in our lives, oh Lord God, in this time in history, oh Lord God. We need your divine guidance, God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. We need to follow you, Lord God. Wherever you go, Lord God, we pray now, Lord God, that you would open up the floodgates of heaven, oh Lord God, the windows of heaven, oh Lord God, and that you would touch your people, oh Lord God. Those that have been here for years, oh Lord God, down through the days, Lord God, so down through the decades, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, that you would bless, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. As we move forth in this hour of power, pray, Lord God, that you have established and has given us this platform here, Lord God, on the Blog Talk Radio, oh Lord God. We pray, oh Lord God, for the prayer deliverance ministry, Lord God, the staff, the faculty, Lord God, and all the work that's being done behind the scenes, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. So we thank you this morning, and we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Would someone be a scripture of the week? If I have it, it would be nice that I could get it read this morning in our hearing. Hallelujah to God. We thank you for it. Amen.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. And to read that scripture, it is in the book of Matthew, chapter 26, verses 40 through 43, and it says that he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, what, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time, prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And verse 43 says, and he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of the word. Amen.
Amen. I thank you very much, Pastor Donnie. Thank you very much. Hallelujah to God. Things are changed at work at night, so I get up in the morning, I hear things, and then I have to hear it again. Hallelujah to God. But this is about his, when it was time for him to make the ultimate sacrifice, hallelujah to God, that was already ordained for the foundation of the world, that he would sacrifice. He came to die to give his life for men, hallelujah to God. And he was all God, and he was all men. And when he thought about it, and when he saw all this that was before him, he went to the garden to pray, hallelujah to God. They already had the meeting up on the Mountain of Transfiguration. That's when Jesus had transformed himself with Peter and John up there. And his raiment became white, and more whiter than any fuller could be. And they were discussing the death of Elijah and the Moses. Elijah and Moses appeared there also. And they discussed things on the Mountain of Transfiguration. And now it's time for the ultimate sacrifice to be made for the sins of the world. This, in mind, this is a time wherein Jesus began to sweat and he began to go pray. And he went about a stone cast away, and he began to pray about this, about dying. He's like anybody else, he wanted to live. But then the sacrifice is there, and he went and prayed. He told the warriors, the prayer warriors, he told the disciples, watch and pray. There comes a time when you have to just make the sacrifice, shake yourself, I guess, drink your coffee, get your 5 hour of energy if you have to, and just make yourself stay there in prayer and watch, hallelujah to God, and be very vigilant to see everything and to talk with God at length and to sing your songs of Zion and take your harps out of the willow tree to get the old CD out, the old CD player, hallelujah to God, and pop in a CD and get a song in your heart, because it's praying time, saying to God. And Jesus had said it. I had another thought on my mind that I wanted to speak about, but that was important. But then I wanted to get the scripture of the week, and that's very relevant there, that God is speaking to us about, and it's about the prayer time, and about watching, and about entering into temptation, and about being strong, hallelujah to God, because this sacrifice has to be made of prayer, hallelujah to God, and intercession, it's a time to stay close, hallelujah to God, and give your friends the telephone number to the Prayer, Prayer, and Deliverance Ministry, let them know that we're here every morning from 6 to 7, hallelujah to God. And that is praying time. A number of people are praying more than they ever did before. A lot of people are calling for prayer. I even have people stop me and say, pray for me now that I'm going through this situation. And that just cuts off the thing that you're doing right then, and to go into the spiritual side of God, into the spiritual side of things, and go there and place this on the altar of God, hallelujah to God. You have to be able to live a life so that you can go behind that veil, hallelujah to God, that you go and can place people and the requests on the altar of God and hold it there that he may see it, that when the Spirit passed by, if that, he begins to bless. And certainly we have seen the blessings, the working, and the miracles of God here on this ministry, hallelujah to God, and it's going to continue to bless. You know, when you look into the Spirit of God, hallelujah to God, you're able to be in a place where you could talk with God, and then then his power brings back and descends upon you, even understanding about a particular situation. The number of times most of my life I begin to pray and I sing, and I begin to sing songs, I begin to worship God, it gets you into another place of God where I can hear clearly in the Spirit. Now, sometimes things come down, but we're human. Some things are not right, so we repent of it. But I realized after a period of so many years that only God could correct that which is wrong. Only God could take what's wrong and make it right. Only God has this power, because all power is in his hand. And as Mother said, this world moves at his command, hallelujah to God. So he's able to cover. He said, Lord, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you, even until the end of the world, hallelujah to God. And Minister Kennedy, Elder Kennedy would say, take the Lord right along with you. Don't leave him anywhere. Take him right along with you, hallelujah to God. And those are words that we heard that keep reverbing in the ears and in the life and keep coming up in conversation. Take the Lord along with you. And a fresh reminder, because it came from someone who had eternal life, I have eternal life now. And it comes back and it reminds you that this world is moved, it's judged by God's command, hallelujah to God. So now people come and they're filled with the Spirit and they have an illumination point here and they're light, hallelujah to God, and a very present help to you, hallelujah to God, and able to give you a word in season, hallelujah to God. And God said to us through this scripture to watch as well as pray, hallelujah to God. And Jesus went back and he prayed again. And he talked to the Father. And he saw the crucifixion. He knew all that was about to come. And the most important thing, not the most important, but one of the things that he said that was very important to me was that he said, if this cup pass with me, I believe he said he's going to drink it. He's going to consume it. He's going to put it inside of him, inside of the life, inside. And so I say to God this morning, this cup has been given to us, hallelujah, God. It's not a cup of crucifixion, but it's a cup that we need to watch and pray, hallelujah, God, that we don't enter into temptation. It looks to us that this spirit of death and the coronavirus and the ups and downs of it is not passing from us, hallelujah, God. So we are called here to this hour of power of prayer to stand in the gap, hallelujah to God, and to pray against it, hallelujah to God. Having your feet sharply prepared with the gospel of peace, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, hallelujah to God. And above all things, you got to take up the shield of faith. I don't know if we'll be able to get it unbuckled, hallelujah, this time, hallelujah, be able to get out of it, because this is threatening livelihood, hallelujah, the places that are shutting down, hallelujah, God, the food chain and stuff and things that need to be handled to sustain life, hallelujah, God, everything. And everybody is being affected, hallelujah, God. We have to talk to God because we need him to work another miracle that he works so great, hallelujah, God. We all need to petition him to drive this virus out of the land, hallelujah, to God, because it's up to a factor or something, but we don't want it to go no further. We want God to send the same word by his spirit that he sent to the water to come to this point and go no further. We're praying that God will just drive the virus out, hallelujah to God, along with the sickness and the illnesses of it, dear, hallelujah to God, and people that will come off the respirator, Lord God, and those that got infected and our children that they said it's being spread, hallelujah to God. And it's still, you'll pray for me because it's still something confusing in the mind. I wouldn't say confusing, but it's not understanding. I said that they either it's here and the effects of it's here, but I wonder, I said, God said in his word that he would never leave us or forsake us. It seems like they're pushing so hard that everybody, everything is mandatory, even if you wanted us not to get vaccinated. I'm sorting God about this here. When we start the prayer, when it comes up to fasting again and on the next time that the pastor says so, we want to have understanding about this here virus. Hallelujah to God. I'm still standing on the word of God that says that he'll never leave us or forsake us. I'm still standing on the word that God is here. I'm still standing on the promises that he said that because we serve him and we worship him, hallelujah to God, that he would not bring any of these plagues upon us that he did of the Egyptian, hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. When we worship God and we begin to praise God, we should be all right. But yet the media is bombarding with this here situation. They're counting the stacks up against it, hallelujah to God. Only time I remember when this had an effect, hallelujah to God, is when he had made a census, he had counted the people in God, told him not to, he had to repent of it, hallelujah to God. I believe the story is not clear in my mind that came and killed off the people because God did not want the house of the children of Israel numbered at that particular time, hallelujah to God. At this time, it's just flooding up the ways, hallelujah to God, and there are things to pray for, hallelujah to God. You have family that needs your protection. There's family that needs your prayer covering, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Just as I rose up this morning, God, I put on my mind to call two people, see if they have any special requests, and they did, hallelujah to God. And the thing is that we came, I said, well, we're going to put this on the hour of power of prayer, hallelujah to God. We're going to take this to the prayer, praise, and deliverance ministry, hallelujah to God. The circle of friends, hallelujah to God, that people have been praying here for 20 years or better, hallelujah to God, and many have left here and transitioned straight from the prayer line into eternal life, hallelujah to God, and for our presence, hallelujah to God, and our prayers up to the Father, hallelujah to God, because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So God, we thank you this morning, oh Lord God. We pray that you cover every situation, oh Lord God, and everyone, Lord God, right now, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, as we move forward in this hour of power of prayer, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah to God, and we thank you, God, and we praise you in the name of Jesus, Lord God. What was on my mind was the Holy Spirit, hallelujah to God. It's over there in Acts, hallelujah to God, and in John, how Jesus came and said he would send us another comforter, the Holy Ghost. I believe it's in John 14, if you read down there, and it says he will abide with you forever. He called it the Spirit of Truth, which the world cannot receive. That was the power of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah to God. He anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost, hallelujah to God. And this is the power, because it keep coming up in the churches, it keep popping up for the last few months. It's still there that you need to be filled with the Spirit of God that you be answered in. Jude 1 and 20 said, beloved, not building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah to God. And when you pray in the Holy Ghost, you're able to move yourself into the realm of God. You're able to enter into that court. You're able to enter into the holiest, holy of God. Hallelujah to God. Otherwise, you're someone just like beating the ear. Hallelujah to God. You have to be able to get yourself into the presence of God. It's not a question. It's not a suggestion. He said you must be born again. That's what he told Nicodemus. He wasn't suggesting to, because he said that which is flesh is flesh, that which is spirit is spirit. He said, marvel not, I say unto you, you must be born again. Hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we want to go and move on into the broadcast. We want to stop here, and we're going to talk to the pastor, Darlene. Hallelujah. hallelujah, God. We want to get your name and your prayer request that we want to go into worship and hallelujah, God, and try to get a little bit more of your input in this hour of power prayer in the name of Jesus. She might have a few requests or something that's on her heart this morning, hallelujah, God. And we'd be having some awesome, awesome times in this hour of power prayer. It sort of, it charges up the day, hallelujah to God. You all prepped up, you all polished up, hallelujah to God. And when we come down from this mountain or from this era or from this platform here, hallelujah to God, the world is waiting to ask you, what does God say about this? I need this, hallelujah to God. And there are people waiting to meet you to hear what God has done this morning in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for this hour of our prayer. We thank God for the one that stands at the helm, the pastor, the leader, the Mima, hallelujah to God, the hallelujah to God, financier, hallelujah to God, hallelujah. Pastor Don, a wonderful woman of God. She just has so many hats on. Hallelujah to God. We just thank you for it. Pastor Don, at this time, you have something for us. Amen.
Yes, good morning. Good morning once again. Thanking God for that word this morning. It is important that we continue to watch as well as pray and to know what to pray for. And as I shared, I think it was Tuesday, just want to ask everyone for prayer concerning our church. We're having corporate prayer next week. It's a prayer that we want to cover those who will be leading the prayer, that the Lord will, you know, we have different prayer pockets, different people praying in different places around the world, but at our church, Word of Faith Family Life Center, there's a special corporate prayer next week, 5 days next week. So just our keep those in leadership in prayer, and that God will hear that there would not be any hindrances for the prayer team that will be praying at that time. So I do appreciate anyone who will be praying for that. And also I want to keep my daughter and her husband in prayer, that God will continue to help them in their relationships, and the children, all the children across the world, children going to school, that they will be able to learn. And this COVID-19 is just, I mean, they're making it like it's worse than what it is, because I was looking at statistics, and statistically there are about 2% of people who die out of the millions of people who get the virus. So there's something going on in the spirit realm with this situation. So we just have to be aware of that. It's not just the surface. There's a spiritual thing that is happening with this COVID-19. So let's just stay in prayer that God will help us to be wise in what we're doing with being protected. We need to be protecting ourselves, you know, take care of ourselves, and know that God is right there for us. So that is pretty much what I want to say this morning. I'll also keep my cousin Raymond in prayer and my Uncle Marvin, as they're going through treatment or have had treatment for the cancer in their bodies. And we just want to pray that God will continue to heal them and others who are having health issues. God is taking care of everybody. So that's it. And thank you so much for the prayer for our sister Deborah. She is at home now, so we thank you for the prayers for her. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I remember you had mentioned the prayer that's going on at the church, so we certainly put it there. What time is the prayer? Probably the prayer is going on 24 hours a day or next week for that the church is doing?
No, it'll be from 5 to 6, Monday through Friday next week. It's a corporate prayer. It's not at the church.
AM?
It's a, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we're doing it, and we try to keep it in throughout the day. That'll be successful, that'll be achieved, because we need a mighty move of God at this time, hallelujah to God. And for people with jobs, children, hallelujah to God, the income balance needs to be broken, the suicide spirit needs to be broken. There's a whole lot of things that are going on that just needs to be broken and need to stop. Sister Juanita, or Mr. Juanita, whichever one she prefer. She just coming up. I've been meaning to call her for prayer, hallelujah to God, for her strength, hallelujah to God, and for her sons, hallelujah to God, and her family keep coming up. Some people that just comes back up, and you know, it's all, you gotta pray and without ceasing, hallelujah to God. And we certainly will keep the corporate prayer and our prayers for next week, hallelujah to God. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to. Want to worship God for a few minutes, and then we're going to get the names of everyone that's on the line and those that are able to pray. You let us know at that time that we're going to continue and go through these next few moments that we have with God and in His presence in this hour of our prayer. Hallelujah, God, with the Prayer, Prayer, and Deliverance Ministry, a circle of friend. Hallelujah to God. So at this time, let's get the names of the people and the prayer requests at this time. Hallelujah to God. The lines will be open. And then we are going to worship and praise God.
Good morning, everyone. This is Sister Gladys. Prayer for me and my strength, my daughter and her husband and my family, and just for the hearts of the people in Haiti that has lost loved ones, and God knows whatever else is going on over in there and stuff. But just pray, for the ones that are grieving for the loved ones, and just as the God leads you to pray for that, and I'll be listening this morning.
Amen. Thanks, Sister Glass. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
Good morning,
Chris. Yes, my name is Chris. Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Sister Marie.
Good morning, Marie.
Good morning. This is Sister Mary.
Good morning, Sister Mary. Good to hear the salutation of your voice.
Thank you.
Good morning, Marcella. Listening.
Good morning, Sister Marcella. Glad to hear in service.
Good morning. This is Glenda. I'm listening.
Good morning, Ms. Glenda.
Good morning. This is Teresa. I'm listening.
Good morning, Ms. Teresa.
Good morning.
Do you have another?
Good morning. This is Sister Linda requesting prayer for myself.
Good morning. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. We have another? All right, we're going to go into, before the throne of God, we want to praise Him, worship Him, and put these prayer requests up before Him, which we'll mention here in the name of Jesus. We want God to work to send wisdom to the family. I can see the name that coming to Ben and Jamila. The Gibson family. And
yeah.
I want to say this. Yes, ma'am. The thing is, when you have two prophets in the house, the two people that has an anointing and a calling on their lives, the adversary seems to come because you don't want that effectiveness to be effective. Hallelujah to God. But in their house, you have all the children that have been prayed for from the matrix all the way out here from the mother's belly here, and the children have callings on their lives. So not only this hour of power of prayer, but keep them in family when their name come up, because the adversary is there. You want to rob, kill, steal, and destroy. And when you're married and you have a spouse and you're saved, or one saved and one's not saved, which is not the case there, you want to continuously keep them in prayer, because that's who the adversary is out after. He wants to fight those that are willing to take the stand. That's why Jesus prayed so hard, because he had to make the sacrifice. The cup would not pass, it had to be made. Hallelujah to God. That's why the disciples couldn't stay awake, hallelujah to God, because the sacrifice is being made. And we are called out now to pray. We have to get a stop. We have to get clarity on everything now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah to God, because it's affecting everything. So the lines are open. I'm going to sing a little song that we want to go into prayer and worship. Whatever you have, just put it out there before the Lord in this hour of our prayer. The little song is, we give glory to your name, oh Lord. glory to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. We give honor to your name. Oh Lord, honor to your name. Oh Lord, for your name is great. Great thing to be praised. Hallelujah. I can say to God, let's go on and Father, in the name of Jesus, God. We came to worship you, Lord God, and to praise you, Lord God. And ladies, request by our kindness before you, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, hallelujah. We bring the sacrifice, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord.
We magnify
you, Lord God. Lord God, the gifts and family, Lord God. Lord God, close the line, Lord God. Hold the road better, listen to Lord God. Pass the spell out, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. We worship you, Lord. We magnify you, Lord. Thank 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 you,
Lord, in the name of Jesus, 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 L
Keep us, 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 ke
right now, Lord God,
in
heaven.
We say thank you, Lord God. We praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. Let my children, oh Lord God, and grandchildren, oh Lord God, Father, that you should go, oh Lord God. We come to worship today, God. We come to praise you, Lord God, and thank you, Lord God. Morning by morning, God, a new mercy we see, oh Lord God. We come to give you the praise, Lord, and the wave of God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord God, in the name of the Father's name, God. So we come to bless your name, oh Lord God. We thank you, oh Lord God, for blessing us, oh Lord God, giving us travel and mercy, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Bless Apostle Wendy, God, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord God. He's the Lord God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Every praise you in the name of Jesus. God, we bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name.
Down and build us up, Father, in all your most holy faith, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. For favor. Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, God. God. Have they lifted up my name at the sound of that great name, God. Every knee shall bow, God. Every tongue shall confess. Hallelujah, that you are Lord and the glory of God, the Father of God. God, be in that the cup in our past, oh Lord God. Strengthen us to minister, oh Lord God. Strengthen us to talk, oh Lord God. Give us a word in season, oh Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God. You people in America, yes, God. Yes, oh Lord God. Bless, oh God, incarcerated. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Thank you, God. Lord God, we don't want to forget the corporate prayer, Lord God, on next week, oh Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. The hours that they're going to be praying, oh Lord God. Lord God, coast to coast, around the world, Lord God. And, oh Lord God, the hour of power prayer, pray for your deliverance family, oh Lord God. The circle we did have, oh Lord God. We pray in the hour, oh Lord God. So, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you, Lord God, that our voice has been heard on high, Lord God. We thank you for what you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And we give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, Lord God. Send thy anointing, Lord God, and how we be in here. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. The weapons that have been formed against us, Lord God, you promised us, Lord God, that we're not prosper, Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God. We pray that you come, Lord God. And we say, let me listen in. Let me lay breath, Lord. Even the well wishing, God. As they come in, Lord God, let a fresh cup of water, that you keep them a change, Lord God.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Thank you for healing, Father.
In the name of Jesus, Lord God.
Thank you for, hallelujah, even of infirmity that has come against the church. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, your promise is said. Hallelujah. Your spirit shall lift up a standard against the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Against every unholy thing, unrighteous thing, cast back to the pit of hell from which it came, in the mighty name of Jesus.
The name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God.
Lord, we
hallelujah, God. We're coming up. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. We come up on the top of this hour here. Hallelujah, to God. In the name of Jesus, we're going to put this in the past in the hands of our Pastor Dolly and take us further and take us out. Hallelujah, to God, until this day. In the name of Jesus. Be blessed. God bless you coming in and going out from the time for even and forevermore. We thank you for the time to play, Pastor Dolly. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. We just thank God for the opportunity, just to have an opportunity to be able to come and pray. You know, there's places where people are not free to pray and do what we do here in America. So that's one thing that I want to thank God for, that we do have freedom, and we want to continue to exercise that freedom, freedom to pray. And we will continue to pray without ceasing. That is the thing that God wants us to do, is to pray and intercede, stand in the gap and make up the hedge. So each and every sister and brother who is here, we do appreciate you. I love you, and I appreciate what God is doing in and through you. And as we are leaving today, I just want to say a special prayer over each and every one of us. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, I just pray that you bless us, O God, and cause your face to shine upon us, O God, that your way may be known upon the earth and your saving health among all nations, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that our land shall yield increase, O God, and you let the ends of the earth fear you, O God. So, Lord, we pray for each and every sister and brother here, our Apostle Horsley. We pray for our Sister Marie, Sister Gladys, O God, Sister Yvonne, Lord, Sister Mary, O God, Sister Linda, God. We pray and thank you, Lord, for Sister Chris, O God, Sister Charlotte, Father, our Sister Marcella, O God, our Sister Teresa, Lord, our Sister Glenda, Lord. We pray and thank you, Lord, today for Pastor Scholastica and our Sister Sheila, Father. We thank you for Darlene, and we thank you, Lord, today that you favor us, O God, and you make your mountain stand strong upon us, O God. We thank you, Lord, today that this is our set time for favor, O God. We thank you, Lord, today that you heal and you deliver and you set each and every one of us free, God, in the name of Jesus, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. We decree and declare this morning that our families are blessed, O God. We thank you, Lord, today that you have joined those who do not know you in the pardon of their sins, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, today that the darkness that they're in, O God, that they will come to the light. In the name of Jesus, that the stony hearts, O God, will be turned into hearts of flesh. In the name of Jesus, I decree this morning that wealth and riches are in our houses, O God, and our righteousness endures forever, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. My God, we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty, O God. And we pray and thank you, Lord, today for Sister Juanita and Sister Deborah, O God, that you continue to bless, heal, and deliver, God. In the name of Jesus, Uncle Marvin and our cousin Raymond, O God, in the name of Jesus, Sister Marie, we thank you, Lord, for healing her knees, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you give peace to those families, O God, who have lost loved ones, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, O God. Those, O God, whose minds are not clear, Lord, we decree and declare this morning that those minds will be the mind of Christ, O God, that they will have clarity in their minds, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise your holy and your righteous name, O God. We declare this morning, O God, that we are strengthened with might by your spirit, O God, in the inner man, O God. In the name of Jesus, my God, I decree that we live in the kingdom of the blessed, O God, and our sins are forgiven, and we are blessed by you, O Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we praise you. We say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen, amen, and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. And as we are about to close out, I decree for every sister and brother in Christ that all the wicked words, every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we are rejecting it. And that's what we can do. We can speak that out. Every person can say that you reject every evil word that has been spoken against you, and it shall not come to pass. We send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for the angels. God has sent angels that protect us, that speak to us, that war for us. And we are thanking him that as we go from one destination to the next, that we will be protected, and even our homes and our properties will be protected in the name of Jesus. I decree that we will continue to seek the face of God, and though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we will fear no evil because the Lord is with us. I decree that we delight ourselves in the Lord, and he gives us the desires of our heart in the name of Jesus. So as we are believing God for just the blessings of the Lord to be upon our lives, even though we may come into a bump in the road, we will continue to walk in faith and in favor with the Lord and with men. So let us rejoice today. Let us rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength, and he is making our feet like hind feet. Yes, he is, and he will make us to walk up on those high places. So let's begin to receive what the Lord is speaking to our hearts as we hear the different ones on this prayer line. What Apostle Horsley said this morning, that we will continue to pray, we will continue to be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, is out there seeking whom he may devour. He's like a roaring lion. He is not a roaring lion. He's trying to be like one, and he's trying to keep us in a place where we're not able to do what God has called us to do. So we thank God today that we will continue to walk upon those high places, and we remember that we are workers together with the Lord. And I thank God for the unity here at Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries, the unity of the Spirit, unity of the body of Christ, everybody coming, being unified in what we're doing. And we know that one can put away 1,000 and two can put 10,000 to flight. But when we come together, the enemy is destroyed. He is put to shame, and we will continue to see God moving mightily in our lives and their lives. And we will never know what happened, but we know that God knows. So let's keep the prayers going. I love each and every one of you. Go and have a beautiful day. We'll come back tomorrow and do the will of the Father. Let somebody know what we're doing so they too can come and share in this wonderful time of prayer, praise, and deliverance. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD, second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.